In the day's other news, thousands of migrants seeking asylum in the U.S. will get a second chance. The U.S. Homeland Security Department says the shift affects at least 40,000 people whose claims were turned aside in the Trump era. The Associated Press reports that starting tomorrow, they're eligible to wait in the U.S. instead of Mexico while their cases are heard. The White House acknowledged today that President Biden will miss his goal of vaccinating 70% of American adults with at least one shot by July 4th. Instead, officials said they expect to hit that mark a few weeks later. The White House COVID task force said younger people, 18 to 26 years old, are the biggest challenge.
The reality is many younger Americans have felt like COVID-19 is not something that impacts them, and they've been less eager to get the shot. However, with the Delta variant now spreading across the country and infecting younger people worldwide, it's more important than ever that they get vaccinated.
More than 16 states have vaccinated 70% of their adult populations, but many states, especially across the South and the Midwest, are lagging. It turns out that some 900 U.S. Secret Service employees tested positive for COVID-19 from March 2020 to March 2021. Records show about half were agents protecting the president and vice president, their families, and other officials. The group Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington obtained the records. Voters in New York City cast ballots today in primary elections for mayor. The campaign focused largely on crime and recovery from the pandemic. Democrats chose from among 13 candidates, while Republicans had two. Winners will face off in the general election this fall. It could be July before the Democratic nominee emerges, due in part to a new ranked choice voting system. In California, a federal appeals court panel has blocked a lower court ruling that overturned the state's ban on assault weapons. Monday's appeals court action means the assault weapons ban remains in effect as legal proceedings continue. The chair of the Federal Reserve acknowledged today that inflation is running hotter than expected, but he said again it's likely to recede. Jerome Powell appeared at a hearing of the House U.S. House Oversight Committee and argued again the spike is temporary.
These are factors that will wane over time and that inflation will then move down toward our goals, and we'll be monitoring that carefully. Of course, we're prepared to use our tools as appropriate if that turns out not to be the case, to guide inflation to 2%.
The Fed is now predicting a 3.4 increase in prices for this year. There's word that the United States today seized and took down roughly three dozen websites linked to Iran. Iran's state-run news agency announced the seizures. U.S. officials reportedly said they are tied to Iranian disinformation efforts. They included Iran's Arabic and English language state TV channels, among others. Regulators in the European Union have launched a new antitrust investigation into Google. They're looking at whether the company favors its own ad buying services and restricts rivals. The EU already fined Google nearly $10 billion in three other cases. Australia says that it will oppose listing the Great Barrier Reef off of its northeast coast as endangered. A UN committee proposed that change Monday, citing climate change. Any downgrade of the reef's status could cut tourism revenue. And on Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 68 points to close at 33,945. The NASDAQ rose 111 points to a new record high, and the S&P 500 added 21. Still to come on the NewsHour, tribal universities begin the long recovery from the pandemic. What it means to see the first openly gay active NFL player, and more.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.